And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
Marcus, what happened?
I was changing my oil and I spilled some on the floor.
Oh, well, use these $50 bills to wipe it up.
Perfect. Got any more?
Yeah, take a couple hundred.
Stop. Instead of using money, use an old rag. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary.
Today, we'll talk about the differences between value, moderate, and deluxe resorts at Disney World. That's coming up on this episode 85 of WW Prep to Go. Hello and welcome to WW Prep to Go, where we talk strategy and ideas for people planning their Disney World trips. I am your host, Shannon Albert from WDWPrepSchool.com. Thank you so much for being here for episode 85. Today, we're going to talk about the differences between all the different levels of resorts at Disney World. And I think that might be helpful to some of you who are trying to decide which resorts to stay in, because there are definite differences between them categorically. If price is your only factor, then that decision is much easier. But if amenities are important, then we can get into that today so that you can hopefully make a decision for your trip. Before I do, just a reminder to connect outside the podcast, because you listening to my voice is a one-way street and I'd like to be able to talk to you. So if you are on Pinterest, Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook, you can follow me there under WDW Prep School. I also am going to start using Snapchat in the near future because I am newly obsessed with it. I have been following lots of people, and I haven't been creating my own snaps or stories, but I will soon. And so eventually that will be added to the list as well. So I want to talk about the resorts, and then at the end I will have news and quick tip of the day as usual. So first of all, let's talk about the different levels, which are, for purposes of this discussion, I'm going to use value, moderates, and deluxes. There is another category, which is the villas, and they're really different, and I am not going to go into the details of that, but they share a lot in common with the deluxe resorts. So just consider that if you're considering a villa, the amenities are very similar to the deluxe category, which I will discuss today. So before getting into each of the specifics, I want to talk about what's in common with all of them. First of all of the rooms have mini fridges, but not microwaves. Only the suites have microwaves, or, you know, I said I wasn't going to talk about the villas, but the villas have microwaves as well. But I want to make sure to point this out, because people are often confused about this, and including me. I have stayed in a deluxe and was surprised to find that there wasn't a microwave. I thought at a minimum that when you're paying hundreds of dollars per night, that a microwave would be an expectation. And we tried to pop some popcorn and didn't have a microwave in the room. But they do all have mini fridges. They all have use of Disney transportation to get you to the parks and to downtown Disney. And that can take many forms. That could be monorails, boats, buses, etc. They all allow you to make your FastPass reservations up to 60 days ahead of time for your whole trip, or dining reservations 180 days ahead of time for your whole trip. And they do have Wi-Fi available. The quality of the Wi-Fi varies depending on the resort, but it is available for free. It used to cost something like $10 per day for internet access back in the day, but now they have free Wi-Fi available to all guests. So let's talk about value resorts first. Now, these are obviously the most affordable. I'm going to use 2015 prices because that's what we have right now, but the 2016 prices should be out probably in late July if last year's timeline is any indication of what this year will be. The value resorts at the very least cost about $96 per night during a value season, a cheaper season, and go up to about $199. And that's just for the standard rooms. If you want to upgrade to anything else, like a preferred room, then it's going to cost more than that. But for a standard room, it's roughly $100 to $200 per night for the values. The theming of the values is the most kid-friendly and fun because it's super bright and they have these huge icons throughout the resorts that match the theme. So at Pop Century, which is divided into different decades, they have big giant icons from the different decades. They're like 20, 30 feet tall. And it's just really fun because you sort of feel like you've been shrunk into this big world with these big icons. And so, you know, just in terms of appealing to children, these, I think, are the ones that are the most kid-friendly. All the value resorts have rooms that open out to corridors, like a motel. And except for Art of Animation, which I'm going to talk about in a minute as an exception to a lot of these rules, but all the others have rooms that open out to the corridors. They also all have food courts, but no table service restaurants. So if you're interested in eating at your own resort at a restaurant, you won't have that option at a value resort. But they do have pizza delivery, which can be really convenient. If you're tired after a day in the parks and you want to have the pizza brought to you, then that is a really, you know, relaxing way to end a day sometimes. The pools at the value resorts do not have water slides. They, you know, they're themed, you know, relatively well for the resort, but they just don't have any extra bells or whistles really. They are huge, huge, huge resorts and they're spread out. And that's why I recommend getting a preferred room if possible, because that will put you in a building closer to the main building and you'll have easier access to the food court and the bus stop and all that kind of stuff. They do use buses to get everywhere. So, you know, anytime somebody at a value resort says, how do I get here, it's just the answer is always buses. There are buses that take you to the parks and to Downtown Disney. There is one bus stop at value resorts, and there aren't multiple internal bus stops. It's just one main bus stop that everyone goes to, and I find that incredibly advantageous compared to the moderates, which I will discuss in just a minute. The rooms at a value resort are 260 square feet, which is not very big, and they do have two double beds or one king, and a maximum of 4 people can stay in the room. So if you have a family of 5, you're going to have to think of, you're going to have to consider a room at a higher category, like a moderate or deluxe, or you're going to have to get multiple rooms. But the request to have rooms that are connecting is just that. It's a request, not a guarantee. So my suggestion usually is to just go ahead and book at a higher level if you can. Now, I want to talk about Art of Animation because it's a little bit different. It's sometimes called a value plus because it is the newest and it's more expensive and all this kind of stuff. So Art of Animation rooms open to the interior. They're open to interior corridors, not to the exterior. It is the newest. It is mostly suites. They do have a section of standard rooms, but it's mostly suites. You don't have the option to book a preferred room at Art of Animation like you do with the other value resorts. And the food court is considered to be much, much nicer than the other value resorts with lots more food choices and higher quality food. The rooms at Art of Animation are also a little bit bigger. So I just told you that the value resort rooms are 260 square feet, but they're 277 square feet for the standard rooms, Art of Animation, but the suites are 565 square feet. And the prices, Art of Animation, for a standard room, they go between $123 to $214 per night for 2015. So a little bit more expensive, but newer and, you know, some nice upgrades there. I really like Art of Animation. So in the value resort category, my top pick is Pop Century. And the reason is that, first of all, they're often the least expensive, although none of them, they don't vary a whole lot between the different ones. And I also like that Pop Century does not share buses. And so the All-Star Music, All-Star Sports, All-Star Movies, they do sometimes share buses between them, which can take a while when you're coming and going to the parks to wait for people to get on and off the bus. But Pop Century does not do that. So I really like Pop Century, I think it's the best bang for the buck for people who are looking to stay on site. For families that have more than four people who want to stay in suites, then I really love Art of Animation. And a lot of families tell me they want separate space from their children. You know, sometimes it's stressful being in one room with your whole family for the whole week. And so Art of Animation is great for that. And so it's a good choice in the value category as well. All right, so let's talk about moderate resorts. Now, you may have heard a recent podcast I did where I rank the moderate resorts, but I want to talk about some of the amenities that they share. And then if you heard that podcast, you're not going to be surprised which one is my favorite. So moderate resorts range for their standard rooms between $182 to $285 per night for 2015. They all have exterior corridors, but they aren't, which is the definition of motels, but they don't look motel-y. I know that's not a word. I just made it up. But they are beautifully themed and really well done. They're more grown up. So the value resorts were, you know, I just mentioned that they're really fun and kid-friendly. And I think the moderates are much more grown up and beautiful, lush landscaping. You know, they're not fun, but they're really beautiful. Moderate resorts also have both a food court and a table service restaurant, except for French Quarter. It's a small one in this category, and so it doesn't have as many amenities, but you can always go over to Riverside for that. They all offer on-site recreation. They all are connected to, you know, water, and so you can do things on the water, like rent. I'm hesitant to say what you can rent because they have recently taken out some of these options, but there's on-site recreation at the marinas at the moderate resort. So I feel safe saying that. It's just that the list has changed in the last year or so. All of the moderate resorts have a main feature pool with slides, you know, really, really fun, but they also have quiet pools. So if people don't want to be in the middle of all the noisy kids, then usually the quiet pools are easier to manage. There is pizza delivery available in addition to the food court and the table service restaurants. And the moderates do all use bus transportation. The Port Orleans, Riverside, and French Quarter also have a boat that take you to Downtown Disney if you want. Now, the bus transportation here is with multiple internal stops at these resorts. French Quarter, once again, is the exception here because it's small. It only has one bus stop. But all of the moderates have multiple internal. I think Caribbean Beach has seven or something like that. It's a lot of internal stops. So when you're going or coming back from a park, you're going to sit through usually at least a few of those. And that can take more time. And that is something that is very unique to the moderate resorts. The rooms are 314 square feet for the standard rooms, compared that to the 260 at values. Caribbean Beach rooms are actually a little bit bigger at 340 square feet. Caribbean Beach was the first moderate. And anytime you hear that something was the first, that usually means it was bigger. And in this case, Caribbean Beach was the first. And so their rooms are 340 square feet. There are two moderates that offer themed rooms, which is something that's unique to this category. Port Orleans Riverside has royal rooms, which are themed after Princess Diana. And Caribbean Beach has pirate rooms. So you have that option within this category. The rooms do have two queen beds. Used to be smaller beds, but now they have queens. And two of these resorts will accommodate families of up to five, and that is Port Orleans Riverside and Caribbean Beach Resort. So people who have families of five who are looking for the most affordable options should look at Riverside and Caribbean Beach Resort for that. Now, I am going to tell you my favorite, which will not be a surprise, and that is Port Orleans Riverside, because I think it has the most amenities and it's the most beautiful resort. However, the transportation is not always great there, so the best situation is going to be for someone who has a rental car or has driven to Disney World, so that you can drive to the parks, except for Magic Kingdom, which I never recommend. And you know, I never rent a car on site, but you know, the transportation issues that seem to plague Riverside can be resolved with having your own car, if that's a concern of yours. And finally, let's talk about the deluxe category. Now, the deluxe resorts are beautiful. They are impeccably themed. They have fantastic lobbies and gift shops. They also have both table service and quick service restaurants, but they do not have food courts, which is, to me, key. I've mentioned that a couple of times before, including earlier in this podcast, that, you know, when we had little kids, we were just sort of really wanting to go grab something really quick. And it's just not as easy at a deluxe resort when there isn't a food court option. But they do have table service and quick service restaurants. They have gyms, valet parking is available. They have non-bus access to at least one park, except for Animal Kingdom Lodge, which does use all buses. But for instance, you've got the monorail resorts, which can take the monorail over to Magic Kingdom and Epcot. Or if you're staying in the Epcot area resorts, you can walk to Epcot. You can take a boat to Hollywood Studios or walk. And so it's just sort of nice to be able to get there without waiting on buses. Sometimes, you know, well, sometimes the monorails can take a little bit of time too, but, you know, it's nice just to have different transportation options. And the deluxe resorts also have up to 5 people per room. The rooms are actually quite large in many cases, but there are 3 resorts that do not allow up to 5 people in the standard rooms, and that is Wilderness Lodge, Animal Kingdom Lodge, and the Boardwalk, which allows up to 4. The deluxe resorts also have a concierge option, so you can pay extra per night to be in the concierge section, which has its own private lounge and snacks and you know, drinks and things. And of course, the deluxe resort rooms open to internal corridors as opposed to external corridors. And of course, they are the most expensive as well. So the least expensive deluxes are Animal Kingdom Lodge and Wilderness Lodge. And you can get those for $320 per night during a value season. And they go all the way up to, in the deluxe category, they go all the way up to $835 a night for a standard room. And that's at the Grand Floridian. So these rooms are not cheap, but you are paying for access to, you know, one or more parks and great theming and on-site restaurants and all that kind of stuff. So you'll just have to decide which one, or if this category makes sense for you. I happen to like all levels of resorts, but there is just nothing quite like staying in a beautiful deluxe. My favorites happen to be the Beach Club and the Polynesian. Beach Club is my favorite. It is a 5-minute walk from Epcot, and you can also walk or take a boat to Hollywood Studios, which I love. I just love having 2 parks within 5 to 15 minutes and just cutting down the transportation there. I also just happen to love the resort. It has the best pool and access to the boardwalk, you know, if you want to walk around the boardwalk at night. So for our family, the Beach Club is the best. Polynesian is another favorite, particularly when they finish all the construction that they've been working on, and hopefully that will be soon. And I like the Polynesian because you can take monorail to Magic Kingdom or Epcot, and because you can watch the fireworks from there, and it's just the theming is beautiful. And so but neither one of these are very cheap. So you really have to, money cannot be the top concern for your decision-making here if you consider either of those, but they do happen to be my favorite and I really, really like them. So that is going to finish up my discussion there. Let's talk about some news that came up this week. First of all, Be Our Guest breakfast can now be pre-ordered 30 days ahead of time. When you are in your My Disney Experience account on the website, you can go to My Reservations, which lists all of your hotel and dining reservations. And next to your Be Our Guest breakfast reservation will be the option to pre-order up to 30 days ahead of time. And I will be at Be Our Guest in mid-May. So in mid-April, I will be able to pre-order. I have a lot of people asking me if pre-ordering makes sense. For me, I love pre-ordering. On my last trip, my son and I had our Be Our Guest lunch pre-ordered ahead of time, and it's just quicker. I mean, I think it was maybe 5 to 7 minutes between the time we checked in to the time we were at our table and they had brought our food out. And so it's just, you know, it's just quick. And I understand if you don't want to decide your food that far in advance, but it's a nice option to have if you want to shave a few minutes off of your time at Be Our Guest. And so I will be doing this for breakfast, and I've done it for lunch in the past. Another piece of news from this past week is that the Boathouse restaurant is opening in downtown Disney, and this week, it's opening this week, and reservations are now available through OpenTable, and that's not through the Disney reservation system. This is through OpenTable, which is just opentable.com. In the show notes, I'll include a link to the specific OpenTable page where the Boathouse is. And so although the restaurant is opening this week, it will operate through May 15th without reservations. And so the first reservation date that you'll be able to make is on May 15th. So it's just sort of a walk-up situation for the next month or so. And then starting May 15th, you can make reservations to eat at the Boathouse. I hope to be able to do that myself. I need to, when I'm finished with this podcast, go try to make a reservation because I'm excited to see it. Also this week, the Night of Joy Halloween party and Christmas party tickets went on sale. And those are all between around $70 per adult. So, you know, like Night of Joy, I think is $65 and Christmas party is a little bit more, but they all average to about $70 per adult. For the Halloween and Christmas party, people often ask me if they should buy these ahead of time. In previous podcasts, I have mentioned that I recommend waiting until you get to Disney World, but I've changed my advice. The reason I recommended that before, and this could still be valid depending on your situation, is that during this time of year when these parties are offered, there's often torrential downpours of rain that last for hours, and the tickets are non-refundable. So if you buy your tickets for a certain party day and that night is torrential downpours, you either have to go and be drenched or you just stay home and lose all your money. So, you know, it's a financial risk because of the weather that time of year. However, the reason I'm changing my advice slightly is that the parties last year sold out in advance much more than previous years. And that's likely just due to the overall crowds increasing, but the parties often do sell out. And so if the parties are important to you, you know you want to do it, I would definitely get them ahead of time. They went on sale this week and a lot of people are like, you know, up early and getting them. You don't have to be quite that urgent. I think the Halloween party always sells out every year, but I don't think it sold out until August last year. So it takes a while for these parties to sell out. But if they're definitely something you want to do, I would go ahead and pre-purchase those to make sure that you'll get to attend. So I think that's going to be it for news. So here's my quick tip of the day before we wrap it up. My quick tip is that during your Disney World trip, you can use somebody else's Magic Band or park ticket to use their FastPass Plus if they will not be. And all you have to do is take their Magic Band or their ticket from them and scan it to get on the ride, and you will be allowed on. Now, this is especially useful if you've got somebody who's a non-rider. We talked about that on the last episode, and you know you don't, and they don't necessarily need to use very many fast passes. You can just take their Magic Band and get right on the ride and make use of it. Now, when you go into the parks, everybody has to have their own Magic Band, their own park ticket, because there is a finger scan that is done at the entrance to make sure that you are the right person with this ticket. But when it comes to fast passes, you can trade and just anybody can use it, whoever it makes sense for in your group. So I hope that is helpful to you. I think that will wrap up this episode of WW Prep to Go. For more information on this show, because I've listed lots of things and thrown lots of details at you, so you can see those in the show notes in the app that you listen to for podcasts or wwprepschool.com/episode85. Until next time, I will see you on the site.
If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.